Welcome to the Com 100s. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Jimmy.
We're both going to be talking about our Canadian experiences. Jimmy and I have both been to Canada. Why don't you go ahead and tell them a little bit about Canada, Jim?
Well, we both traveled to Canada. We both stayed in hotels with water slides, but only one of them had an indoor water park. There are lots of things to do in Canada, such as shops, parks, museums, and the beautiful Niagara Falls, and there are even nice restaurants there too.
Now, unlike Jimmy, I've actually been camping a few times in Canada. I go just about every year. It's called Westport, Ontario. It's a little town, population probably 200. Everybody knows each other. I also go to a maple syrup farm, I guess you could call it, and it's just a beautiful sight. The occasional bear walking around, just pure maple syrup, good food. Anything else you want to add about Canada, Jimmy?
Nope, but it's a great country, and we recommend you visit there sometime.
Very good. Thumbs up for Canada from Jim and I. All right, the next portion of the podcast is our movie reviews. I'm going to go ahead and let Jimmy take off with it. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, my movie review is Wonder, and it's about a 10-year-old boy named August Pullman, who is played by Jacob Tremblay, and he has a cranial facial deformity, which means he has had 27 surgeries, and because of that, he was homeschooled all of his life. Until one day, when his parents, Isabel and Nate, played by Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson, decided to enroll him in school. And August agreed to go. And he went to school for the first time as a fifth grader. During the year, he makes new friends, but he also goes through bullying as well. This movie is amazing because it discusses kindness, friendship, and how everyone is different. I rate the movie 10 out of 10. Also, how the movie Wonder relates to me was when I saw the trailer this past summer. And I also read the book as well. And that is also an amazing book.
All right, nice job, Jim. I'm going to go ahead and do my movie review. My movie is going to be The Benchwarmers. It's a movie about a group of friends that just have a really good time with each other playing baseball. It's a comedy because they're grown men playing in a little league and they beat everybody, make it the championship. They all mess around. I really relate to this movie because I grew up playing baseball with a bunch of my friends, and we always used to mess around, have a great time. We all just hung out with the community and stuff like that. So I give that movie an 8 out of 10 if you want a good laugh. If you enjoy baseball, comedy, baseball type guy, the movie's for you. 10 out of 10. Anything else you want to add about Canada or your movie, Jim?
Oh, they're just great. But the movie is great and the country is great.
Now, have you ever seen Benchwarmers?
Nope.
Now, I recently saw the trailer for your movie. It looks like a really good movie. You want to tell me a little bit more about it?
Okay, well, he makes friends. Some are nice. They're all nice to him. And
now he has a deformity in the face, right? Okay. And that makes it hard for him to make friends?
At first it did, but he made friends along the way.
Sounds like a pretty good movie.
How did it end?
Okay. He got an award. Everyone was nice to him, was his friend, and he got an award at the end of the year.
What was the award?
Henry Beecher Award, something like that.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you have any questions for me about my movie?
What was your favorite part?
All right, so my favorite part of the movie, like I said, they're never serious. They're always messing around. My favorite part of the movie was the more serious part when they gave the kids that don't normally get a chance to play Little League, they gave them a chance. And they made the most out of their opportunity and won the championship as Little Leaguers. That was just a great heartwarming part of the movie, just because I can relate to playing Little League all the time, not being the best, but always, put in effort and did my best. So That was probably my favorite part.
Do you remember the part in the movie where the other team gets the really good, like, 40-year-old guy to play, and he shows his certificate, and it's in crayon that says, I am 12.
Yeah, he was also an alcoholic.
Yeah, and he was drinking a beer. Yeah.
while he was pitching. Yeah. Classic.
It's a great movie. Jimmy, I haven't seen your movie, but I bet it's a good movie.
Yeah, I definitely saw the trailer. I actually saw the trailer over the weekend. It actually looks pretty good. It's a worth. Actually, might see that. Looks like it'd be worth my money. Definitely.
Well, it's playing at the Hollywood Theater this weekend.
Hollywood Theater. Yeah. What time?
Tonight 6:30. Tomorrow 1:40 and 6:30. Sunday 1:40 and 6:30. Monday to Thursday 6:30.
All right. Sounds good. Maybe I'll see you there.
This is Leah Walsh, and I'm here with Liam Stewart. Welcome back to part two of Com 100s. We just got a new sponsorship with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I've got a cereal bar right in front of me. Hang on, let me just try it out. Make sure we're giving you an accurate. Yep, it's good. Liam, what do you think?
It's pretty good. It doesn't taste like the cereal, though.
No. It's a bit dry.
What would you say this tastes like?
I don't know. Are we allowed to say it's dry for doing a sponsorship? I'm not sure.
I think that's fine. It tastes like a different kind of cereal, though. Oh. It tastes like, well, we should say this is, we're eating the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal bar, mm-hmm. and not the better kind with the cream in the middle. Just
there's cream in the middle?
You never had those growing up?
No.
They literally had these, but with like.
Oh, like the no, Oreo. Those were the Cheerios.
They had with Cheerio the ones. Oh, they had CT okay. Crunch. They yep, had Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, I'd say those are definitely better.
But this tastes like Honey Nut. No, not Honey Nut.
I don't know. It's just not that good. What? Tastes like a granola bar.
I don't know what it tastes like, actually, but it doesn't taste like CT Crunch. But CT Crunch is delicious.
We do have a promo code for you. It is 987642. And if you drop by our studio, you'll get 25% off your next box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal bars.
I would recommend getting the cereal over the bar.
Or the ones with milk in them.
Or the ones with milk in them, yeah. Even the little to-go cereal bowls, those are great. This bar, I'll hit you with some facts really quick about it. Calories, 150 calories for a breakfast bar. I feel like that's pretty solid if this is going to fill you up.
How much sugar is in there? 9 grams.
It's not too much. No. 2 grams of protein. Getting big. Riboflavin, Leah, guess what?
What?
8%.
I mean, I'm sure it's a good hangover cure. Have some milk, Cinnamon Toast Crunch bar, just dip it in there. You're set.
Wow, we just crushed that ad. Now let's continue on to our, I guess, do you want to start with travel or movie?
We can start with movie.
Yeah, we should start with movie. You can go first.
I'd recommend P.S. I Love You. It's a chick flick, of course. It's about this woman who falls in love with a man from Ireland. And after they've fallen in love and gotten married, he passes away from illness. And in her grieving stage, she continues to get letters from him. This is after he's passed, so it's a bit strange for her to get letters. And they just are filled with ideas and plans and gifts to help her move on with her life. One of them includes going to Ireland, going back to his hometown and back to where they met. So I guess that brings me into my trip to Ireland. The place where Holly and Jerry are the characters' names, they first met at Wicklow National Park. And actually, the only reason I went to Wicklow National Park was because I saw it in the movie. I was kind of hoping for some Irish romance, maybe. Maybe I'd find the one over there. But yeah, I totally recommend it. It's a chick flick. If you like chick flicks, it's a good one.
I love
it'll,
chick flicks.
It'll make you cry, for sure.
Mine's a chick flick, too, I guess you could say. It's called Leap Year.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very romantic, cheesy movie. I actually first saw it by myself. I don't tend to watch these movies with, you know, a girl or my mom or a friend. I watch my movies generally always alone.
So you can cry?
Or, right. You know, yeah, so I can get emotional. And the movie's about this woman, Anna, whose husband's going over to Ireland on the 29th of February, so leap year. And I guess apparently there's a custom in Ireland where on a leap year a woman can propose to her man. So she sends it over there, and I'm so going blank.
She meets. She's engaged, right?
She's
engaged before
no,
she goes.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
No, engaged. She's definitely engaged to someone in America.
No, she's not.
No,
she's over there to propose to him.
Okay.
And then when she gets there, it's like a nightmare, and she runs into this guy named Dalton, and
he's Irish.
He's an Irish guy, yeah. So he's immediately strikingly charming.
Yeah,
the handsome accent. Guy. Yeah. Just like. Like, I have a huge crush on him every time I watch the movie. I actually have watched that trailer more than anything, probably on YouTube.
I think it's just the accents. Like,
I don't like the accent very much.
So what is it? Just Irish charm?
It's just the charm. It's just the way they act. Yeah.
Oh, we should have reviewed Lucky Charms.
We should have reviewed Lucky Charms. That should have been our commercial.
Anyways,
it's a great movie. I've seen it at least 3 times. I actually downloaded it to my phone when I went over to Ireland this past September.
You never told us what happens at the end.
Oh, what happens at the end? So, she ends up getting proposed to by the Irish guy, and they live happily ever after, and it's an absolutely lovely, ending to the movie.
Good crack?
Great crack.
Just maybe so you know,
just so you know that crack means a good time. It's not like crack, as in like, you know,
crack,
like crystal cocaine. No, that's not what it is. All right, so I guess we can talk about our trips.
Yeah, you want to start?
I feel like you did way more touristy things than I did. But, this past summer, I was working all the time, and I just wanted a vacation. And I have a friend who's lives in Dublin, and for a year, when I was living on my own, my roommate was from Ireland and from Dublin, so I was like, I'm gonna go over there. So I bought plane tickets just out of a whim, and went over there for 10 days, and I didn't do anything touristy. I didn't like, go see that book at Trinity College. I didn't go to the Cliffs of Moher. I'd wake up at 1 o'clock every day and grab lunch and meet up with a buddy and hang out and then go out, pretty much. the second or third day I was there, though, it was the hurling national championships. So I was at a bar, like, outside the arena for that game, and then Galway won. So I'm like, I'm going to Galway to see what that's going to be like. So the next day I took a train there, and when I went out that night, I actually ran into the team that won.
No way.
And they were like, what? You're some crazy American who sent it over here on your own, like, you're hanging out with us. So I was essentially chilling with the Lakers of Ireland, or like the Knicks of Ireland, for the night. Yeah, got pictures with a bunch of them, and it was awesome. Great. That was the highlight of my trip, hanging out with those guys. And yeah.
Nice. Well, it's no surprise you ran into them. Galway is so small.
It was a tiny little place.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
I was on a gap year, backpacking, and my visa for the Schengen zone in Europe ran out. So I had to go to the UK. And at that point, I kind of just Googled how many hostels would let me kind of like work for them as like as a receptionist in exchange for accommodation. So I ended up in Belfast, which is in Northern Ireland. I didn't like it too much just because it had too many like, I guess I would say like UK attributes like versus like Ireland. So yeah, I went to Dublin, went to Galway. I was actually in Dublin for St. Patrick's Day, and that was pretty fun. Bananas. I don't know. I love that country. It's, I think, like, if you look at the stereotypical cliches of Ireland, like the music, the green, like the drinking, it's all like just true.
It's accurate. It's
so true.
Yeah, I actually didn't see one fight though.
Yeah,
I didn't see a single fight when I was over there.
I did the touristy stuff. I did Trinity College, Cliffs of Moher. I had Guinness. Went to the Guinness factory, if that counts.
I didn't do that either.
It was a good time.
The Coors Light over there?
I didn't have any.
That was like their most popular beer. Yeah. It was so, like, I drank more Coors Light in Ireland.
How much did you spend on your ticket to Ireland?
It was like, so between my ticket and...
You could have went to Boston with
my Airbnb, it was like $1,000. And then I probably spent like $1,500 while I was over there. Mm. And like the hotel I got in Galway was like, I went to 4 hotels before I found a hotel with a room, and the room was like 250 euros.
Did you do any hostels?
No, mm-hmm. No, just an Airbnb. I stayed with a grandma, and she was just the most lovely woman. I'm friends with her on Facebook. Like, she wants me to go over there again and stay, and she would cook me breakfast every morning at like 10. I was never awake.
Oh.
I never woke up to eat her breakfast. I didn't get jet lagged either because.
Well, you can bring her some Cinnamon Toast Crunch bars in exchange for.
All right.
All right. Brings us to an end. Thanks for listening.